when we heard that, you know, it was headed for Panama City. Because the only thing that would really be bad where we live would be the tides. If we had a real high tide, it would probably be in my living room. And I have 3 8-foot sliding glass doors that open onto the water. And if the winds were very strong, they might go, you know. So we decided that by the time we got everything ready, my husband was kind of complacent about it when we went to bed. And he said, oh, no, it's not, you know, don't worry about it. Well, when the police came around the Donaldson Point where we live, saying, you know, you better evacuate. And I got up and turned on the TV and found out that it was headed here. I decided we better leave. Well, by the time we got everything, awnings tied down, and of course I'd taken everything already in from the outside. And my 20-year-old son moved all the furniture in the living room. And by the time we got everything away from the doors and got the TV out of the family room up into a higher part of the house, and I'd taken all my pictures that I really prized off the walls and put them up high, it was 4 o'clock then. And by that time, all the roads out of here were so crowded that I decided it was best, or my husband decided best, we just stay here. That's right. I'm sorry. So we have our next door neighbors have a split level house, so we just put all our water and canned goods, dogs, and the kids we have left at home, and went over there. And we thought if the tides did come up, you know, we'd get up in the second story of their house.
How many of those have you been through?
Oh, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell you.
You remember the worst one?
Well, you know, really, we haven't, since I have been alive here, I don't remember any that were really as destructive as Eloise was, you know, when it came in on the beach. Don't remember anyone being that destructive. We've had them sit out there in the Gulf, you know, and not move, and had lots of rain and some wind, but since we've been living here in Parker on the water, we live on, it's a bank down to the water, and I've only seen the water come up in our backyard once.
It's not really bad.
I suppose if Camille was supposed to come through here, we would have really had some damage, but since it went on down the Gulf Coast to Mississippi, I guess we missed it.
Okay, let's see. You know, we're talking about the house. Living room there. Have you ever heard anybody around here use a different term for living room? Or is it almost always called it that?
Well, not with the, you know, not with the people that that I'm associated with, no.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of older people use a different term?
Front room, maybe? I don't know. It's always been, you know, in my family, it's always been called the living room. Now, when I was growing up in the hotel, it was called the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it actually probably served a different purpose there, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it had the desk, you know, the check-in desk, and there were couches all around and big comfortable chairs, you know.
What pieces of furniture would you have in your living room at home now?
I have a couch. Two bunch tables, 2 end tables, lamps, 2 cane back chairs, and my husband's easy chair, and a baby grand piano.
You play piano?
Only for myself.
Did you take lessons when you were
young? I took lessons when I was small.
How many years you said?
Ooh, let's see. Off and on, about 4 or 5, I guess.
Your children?